2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Degenovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You know, Dave, there's talk about a fourth stimulus check. A fourth stimulus check. And I think we've got the skinny on why it's not going to happen.
No, don't say that.
It's not going to happen, David.
Debbie.
We're going to talk about that right out of the gates. It ain't
going
to happen.
You can't say fourth stimulus check and then it's not going to happen.
It's not
going
to happen.
You can't get my hopes up and then rip that rug out from underneath me.
You're not going to get another windfall, Noriega, and I'm going to explain why in about 3 minutes.
All right. It's 9:08. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
And here are three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
Well, this is going to be a tough story in the 10 o'clock hour for Dave and I to discuss because it is personal. Death row in Utah, no longer home to inmates who were sentenced to death. This was uncovered by a KSL television and cold podcast investigation. The prison mysteriously moves these heinous killers to medium security that has a lot more benefits to it, like they get out of their cell a lot more often. They can carry a job. They get to recreate. So as I said, in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to go in depth on this policy shift that I feel was kept secret by the prison until the investigative team here at Broadcast House went in and uncovered the truth. And to the shock of families whose loved ones were murdered by these men.
I want him locked up 24 hours a day. They slide the food in and out. They'll hose him down with the shower. He shouldn't have anything. This is a punishment.
And I said this was personal. It's personal because this also includes your family, Dave.
Yeah, this is a story that I don't talk about very often. My grandma and my aunt were murdered. One of these death row inmates is, you know, serving right now here in Utah. I had no idea that death row was just being done away with.
Countdown to...
Hold on to your wallet, David. The Salt Lake City housing market just hit another milestone. You ready for this? You ready for this? The median price now, $450,000. Remember when we fell all over ourselves when it hit $300,000 like, 6 months ago? In the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to have live analysis. We're going to ask the question, how much higher do the experts expect that $450,000 median price to go?
Oh, Salt Lake is Chernobyl hot. I mean, nationally, I just saw this in the Wall Street Journal. It crossed not 15 minutes ago. That the national median house price is $350,000. That means Salt Lake is $100,000 more than the national average. Hot.
Launch countdown one.
All right, folks. Congress dished up the money.
Show me the money. I need to feel you, Jerry. Show me the money. Jerry, you better yell. Show me the money.
They showed you the money, so why have so many Americans not spent their stimulus checks? And I know, I believe this to be true, this is going to kill the odds that D.C. will deal out a fourth payment, David. We'll deep dive into why folks are hoarding their windfalls.
First of all, had no idea that a fourth stimulus check was even on the table. Now you got my hopes up and dashed them to pieces. Thank you very much. But listen, Americans haven't spent their stimulus check. I remember this Scott Rasmussen poll said that more than half of Utahns said that the latest round, the third stimulus check, the most generous stimulus check, was either not very or not at all important. More than half of Utahns are saying that. Like, Didn't really need the last one. Certainly don't need the fourth one.
Dave and Genevieve.
The launch.
Commence.
I think the fourth stimulus check may be dead after this revelation, Dave, and here's why. The number of Americans who are hoarding and not spending the first round of checks. The first round. We're talking spring of 2020. Staggering. Do you hoard windfalls like this, David?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
You hoarded it.
No, listen,
it.
I kind of.
Okay. How?
I spent the first two.
Okay.
I spent it on house repairs and car repairs. The third one I received, I had already done all my house repairs and car repairs. So I hoarded some of it. Not all of it, but I hoarded, you know, quite a bit of it. I do love the free money. Don't get me wrong. I'll keep taking it as long as they want to keep sending it. But I can certainly tell you there's a lot of Americans that are receiving the stimulus payments.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, half of Utahns, they just don't need it. But the government loves sending us free money right now.
I can't figure out why these checks haven't been cashed, though. They forget about
it? Yeah, more than a million, right?
Yeah. Okay. Hey.
Sorry. We'll get the exact number.
Okay, thanks. Deseret News, Boston Herald wrote both articles on this. So here's why you won't get another stimulus check. $1.2 million stimulus checks have not been spent from the first round. It's actually more than $1.2 million. $1.2,445,339 stimulus checks not spent, Dave.
Okay, that sounds like a huge number, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a staggering number, in your opinion?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, wrap your mind around this.
Okay.
160 million households received a stimulus check in America. So the fact that, you know, 1.2 million have not been spent, that's less than 1%.
I think it shows a number of things. In fact, the IRS told the Boston Herald there were a number of people who either refused to accept the check. I'm like, what? You refused to accept thousands in free money? Because these were about $1,200, $1,400, what, $600 each? Some refused to accept. Some paid back the money. I don't know how they did that. Or they just didn't cash it. But the IRS would not admit that they paid any of this money to those who are deceased.
They wouldn't say.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that some didn't cash it, that some had to pay it back, because they were trying to go off of last year's tax returns, and if you made too much the next year, you would have to pay it back. So it doesn't surprise me that, you know, maybe 0.5% of people that were supposed to receive checks realized, oh, you know what, I just don't qualify right now. So instead of having to go through the rigmarole of paying things back, I'm just not going to cash it. That's not a huge number. I'm still holding out, Deb, that there's more money out there.
You still want that fourth check, huh? So I want to know why. I want to know what goes on in people's minds, why they hoard it by not cashing it, or they send it back. You got a windfall. And I thought most people just went out and blew their windfalls. Next, we're going to have live analysis from an expert, certified financial planner, on why people would not cash their stimulus checks.
Dave and Dujanovic are right on the money on KSL News Radio.
What's this revelation that 1.2 million Americans have not spent their first stimulus checks? Now, keep in mind, this is from the spring of last year under President Trump. So maybe there's a couple of things going on here. Maybe Congress just didn't make it easy for a lot of folks to cash the checks, because not everyone has a checking account. If it came via debit card, which I know like the last round did, well, maybe it got tossed out. I mean, the thing kind of looked like a scam to a lot of people when it came via debit card in the beginning, or it was just too tough to transfer the money. But if you are hoarding this windfall on the top of your refrigerator or under the mattress in your bedroom, I want to know why.
I can't imagine it. I can't imagine not cashing it, not spending it, or not, you know, throwing it towards some debt, doing something. The one thing I cannot imagine is just sitting on it. Like, who sits on money?
We're going to pick the brain of certified financial planner Shane Stewart in just a moment about why. But here's what I think, Dave, of people who get a windfall. I think of lottery winners. They don't hoard it. So many of them just turn around and blow it. So for this, I turn to popular website Alux.com. Never heard of it till I Googled it. For a prime example of people who get a windfall via the lottery and then blow it. His name is David Lee Edwards. He won $27 million 15 years ago, actually 20 years ago, from a lucky Powerball ticket.
He spent his money on a house, cars, a jet, and an expensive wristwatch, bought himself some guns, and then began investing. On top of that, he married a woman 19 years younger.
Yep.
He spent almost a half of his prize money in just a year. His wife was arrested for stabbing a boyfriend. He lost his house to foreclosure. David died in 2013, poor.
Wife stabbed a boyfriend.
This is
he bought a jet and a wristwatch. Like, how expensive is that wristwatch that it gets lumped in there with buying a jet? I mean, that's...
Well, and I have to be cautious here laughing because he apparently met his demise. But this is what I think of.
As we all do, yes. Okay.
Right. This is what I think of when I think people who get a windfall. I think of these lottery winners who just turn around, run out, and blow it. But Shane Stewart, apparently there's 1.2 million Americans who have not cashed their stimulus check, according to reports in the Deseret News and the Boston Herald. Who hoards this kind of money?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That many people have kept the money or have done nothing with it. I think you're right, Debbie. There is something to say for the logistical issues of not being able to cash it. I actually know a few young adults who moved around apartment to apartment, and that check still has not found them. So there are some logistical issues for sure. But the very first stimulus check that came out, I received many phone calls from people, I hate to say mistrusting, but not trusting that free money is really a thing. And I think there's still some of that going on, that some folks, they're either standing on principle, thinking that we shouldn't have stimulus checks, or they're a little mistrusting and holding on to it, maybe for when they need it more. And some, frankly, just didn't need it and didn't use it, which is admirable, but like you said, Dave, unimaginable. If you have free money, why didn't you spend it?
Well, Shane, I understand the mistrust because we've been talking for the better part of a year, and I swear every time you come on, I'm like, okay, so what are we supposed to do with this money again? We're just supposed to spend it, okay? And then I'm not gonna have to add it to my taxes. It's not gonna push me into a higher tax bracket. I mean, this was so new, and so strange that I can understand why people are still scratching their heads, because all we're told all day every day is there's no free lunches.
Yeah.
Except the U.S. government said, not only do you get one free lunch, you get free lunches for years.
Yeah, in fact, there are some saying, hey, free lunch forever, let's just do that. And you're hitting on the real problem of this. One, is it needed? The economy should be able to get along on its own. Usually stimulus packages are for emergency. And now there's a question whether we're in an emergency or really just recovering. The other part is you risk some expectations and or dependency at the worst of getting that free lunch. So there are some real problems if it continues with too many stimulus checks.
So Shane Stewart is a certified financial planner with Deseret Mutual Benefits Administrators, on the line live with us now talking about the 1.2 million Americans who for some reason have not cashed their stimulus checks from the first round. First round. So I would imagine, I thought there was like a statute of limitations on check writing and that these checks would eventually expire. I mean, it's not like a gift card from Barnes & Noble that I bought 20 years ago and it's still good. These things would expire, right?
That's correct. Yeah, usually the standard is 90 days. of a check, if a check is not cashed in 90 days. I did a little checking in the popular websites, like you mentioned, and couldn't really find when an IRS check, excuse me, these stimulus checks from the IRS would expire. But typically, it's 90, sometimes 120 days if that check is not cashed that it expires. And those that haven't cashed a check for that period of time probably don't intend to do it ever, or they've lost it.
No, Shane, you touched on something that I found very interesting. And we're talking about the possibility of a fourth stimulus check. And you used a word, dependency, that sometimes we can become dependent on these kind of things. I'm sure as a financial planner, you have people that many would consider very, very wealthy that are living paycheck to paycheck just because they're used to spending at a certain level.
Right, right. And we all become accustomed to whatever income is coming to us. I think there are some people who are standing on principle and saying, hey, I didn't need this money, so I'm not going to spend it. That is the unfortunate flaw of stimulus checks, is it's hard to identify who really needs it. Yeah. And you have to discriminate in order to do that, and that's really not the best way to go. So it's a difficulty, and some folks who don't mind spending free money could become dependent on that, and then when those checks are cut off, they're in trouble, or they'll demand to have more stimulus checks, and that's really not how it's not prudent for someone to operate in that fashion.
30 seconds, Shane, give us your pro tip on how we should divide up a windfall like this.
Yeah, I always say take a look at the debt that you have, try to minimize that or defray it or pay it off if you can, or put it away for a rainy day if you need it. But otherwise, if you have those two things covered, go spend it. Stimulate the economy.
That's awesome. Thanks, Shane Stewart, a certified financial planner. And he joins us all the time because, again, we're scratching our head half the time on this stuff, Deb, because it's so confusing. It's hard to believe that there's free money out there just waiting to be spent. And there's some people that just said, you know what? I'm good not cashing this thing.
Straight ahead, let's bridge the conversation into fireworks. Once again, they go on sale this week and next. We're going to live interview with the other side of the fireworks debate, the Utah company that sells them, and the letter they sent to Governor Cox asking for his support.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.